Well, I'm here in Studio 1A with Patti Lynn and Dwight Baker. They are The Wind and The Wave, and they've got a new single coming out on Friday, and they're playing tonight at 3:10. Doors are at 7:30. The show is at 8:30. Tickets and info are at 310austin.com. And hey, thank you guys for coming into Studio 1A.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Hello. We will do some talking soon, but can I hear a tune first?
Yes.
Thank you.
This is a new one. It's called Follow Your Heart Around. When I found your broken heart on the ground, I should have put it back, but I took it to my house because you were drawn into me, and I was drawn to you. You were beaten up and bitter by the cards that you were dealt. Unlucky as a mother, neither one of us could help. That you were drawn into me, and I was drawn to you. We didn't know what we were doing, and anyway, it all worked out. Follow your heart around, let it lead you out the door, walk you off the edge and leave you wanting more. Follow your heart around, let it take you way too far, put you back together when you don't know who you are. Follow your heart around. Ooh. Follow your heart around. Ooh. And they say you're off the track, yeah, you're a dreamer, disregard. Keep doing what you love till it tears you apart, 'cause you got nothing left to lose.
I've got less than you.
Yeah, I wish I had a little bit more money in the bank, but I chase these crazy dreams till there's no cash left and nothing left to lose. I've got less. Didn't know what we were doing, and anyway, it all worked out. Follow your heart around, let it lead you out the door, walk you off the edge and leave you wanting more. Follow your heart around, let it take you way too far, and put you back together when you don't know who you are. Let it take you way too far, and put you back together when you don't know who you are. Follow your heart around. Ooh. Follow your heart around. Ooh.
Yay! The Wind and the Wave here in Studio 1A. That was Follow Your Heart Around, a new song off their new record, which is called Human Beings Will Let You Down.
Human Beings Let You Down.
Human Beings Let You Down. It's just a little chunk of truth right there.
Yeah, just a truth slap.
It's a truth slap. They're going to be playing tonight at 3:10 at ACL Live. Doors are at 7:30. The show is at 8:30, and you can get tickets and info at 310austin.com. And you've got this new record, and it's available at your shows, right? People can get it on vinyl?
It's available on vinyl at our shows, yes.
When there's a download code associated with it.
Yep. Yes.
So what's this new record like? Your last record was more raw. Happiness is not a place. Where are you coming from for this record?
Well, I mean, you said it this way, but I agree. It feels like this is record two for us. Technically, it's record five, if you include the EPs we did on the other labels. But as a full length, it's record three, but it feels like record two.
Yeah.
When we made record two, when we were still on RCA, they said, hey, it's time to make a record. And I had just come off. We had done our longest tour ever. It had been like 4 months out. I came back. I produced records. That's what I do. I produced two records. And then they said, let's make a record. And I was completely fried. And I tried to, we had all the songs, but I tried to start that record twice. Because making a Wind and Wave record is me sitting by myself for 2 weeks on the music, and then Patty coming in commenting, and we're growing it, and then she sings. That's kind of how it goes. But I was sitting by myself, and I didn't want to be by myself, and I didn't want to be in the studio at all. So I called the label and said, I can't do this, so we got Butch Walker to do it. So it's a completely different thing because it's a completely different guy running the thing,
right,
the helm, you know? But this record was, I was refreshed, and it kind of took a natural progression. It does feel, because it's my production aesthetic, like it's the follow-up to our first record, From the Wreckage.
Interesting. You know? So that second record was kind of like a...
It's great, and our fans love it, but it's like an outlier.
It's its own thing. And also, like, with the second record, we were on our second major label, and all of us, you know, with the first record, we didn't have anything. We didn't have any fans. You said yesterday we had negative 500 fans. I think we're at zero now.
When we start, but almost to zero.
But there was no expectation. Like, it was such a pure experience. We were just doing it for the fun of it and to be with each other and to have a good time. And with the second record, there was labels and fans and manager and blah, you know, all the things. And now that we're on record three, we're kind of free from feeling.
Yeah, this record was recorded in hotel rooms. It's kind of cliche, but hotel rooms and backstages on our last headlining tour. Most of the vocals were Patty in very odd locations. And it felt really free and fun to us to be...
We didn't treat it like a precious little thing. It was just, we're just making music.
And that's kind of what you guys do. I mean, you are like a positive feedback loop for each other. You're a songwriting duo and a music-making duo. So did it feel like this record was kind of the return to making music for fun, the way that everyone wants to make music?
I feel like it was a record that we made for ourselves. Mm-hmm. As opposed to trying to please anybody else.
Yeah, Patty is a person who's in love with the finishing of the process, but the process kind of drives her insane, actually.
The process is real hard.
She's always...
Like, I hate writing
a song.
Until the song is done. I'm like, I love writing the song.
Yeah.
It's the work part in the middle there. Yeah, it's tough. And you guys are about to go on a tour. Like, this gig tonight is the first of many. It's one of those forever tours that makes me tired just looking at the itinerary.
Dude, it's 42 shows in 45 days or something. Like, something insane.
I'm even more tired now. So what do you guys do to prepare for something like that, 42 shows in 45 days?
Well, we did a week of rehearsals to even learn this record because, you know, I do so many other records, and Patty's like a real estate mogul, so... When we're in town.
That's a gross exaggeration. But.
It's actually totally true. And we, you know, don't really, because we hang out so much when we're on tour, we don't hang out much. So when we finally see the band and each other, it's like, let's learn this record. Because I played everything generally or 80% of it. And then I have to like relearn everything, and the band has to learn parts. And so we do a week of rehearsal, and then usually by the fifth show on the tour, we actually know it.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be kinks tonight. Just the way it
goes.
Yeah,
we usually like to end in Austin, so like all that's
so we're
dialed
really
in,
good.
But tonight they're going to get all the ugly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like Austin, if there's any place where the audience appreciates something in process, it's Austin.
I will say our fans seem to like it when we completely bomb a song and stop and start over. We've had some of our best merch nights when we have bombed. Seattle, I remember specifically, Patty just had a night where there was three songs where she flat couldn't remember
the
words.
Well, there was one where I literally didn't remember any of the words, and I just stopped. Sing it.
You were holding it up to the crowd, and they were reminding you, and then you'd sing a couple lines, and you're like, still not there.
It's still not there.
And they would sing
like
it.
So many opportunities to recover, and it just didn't come.
Well, of course audiences love, you know, moments like that, because it just goes to show that we're all
human.
We're all human.
We try to be real with it. You know, we got good advice from Bob Schneider, actually, when we were on tour with him. He said, my favorite shows are the shows where I walk out on stage and my guitar falls off right away, or I break a string. He said, right on the first song, because then I feel like the loser that I am. And then I'm like, okay,
don't have to pretend
the cool
to be
thing's
cool
over,
anymore.
So let's just go ahead and do this now.
Well, tonight you're going to be at 310. You're going to be with a full band, Chris.
Yes.
That's awesome. And, you know, speaking of humans and human beings, you have a new single out on Friday called Human Beings. Could you play that for us now?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
We can attempt it.
We can attempt.
Are you looking up the words?
No.
Please tell me you're looking up the words. Honestly, she probably is.
You know what? That seems very apropos right
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth when I'm talking to you.
Some days I'm so unstable I can't see anything clearly. I don't even want to be around me. How can anybody else love me this way? Somehow the bills still get paid, and there's never not food on the table. No, it ain't the end all be all, but somehow my band's still on the label. Good things all around me all the time, but I hardly ever see. I'm tired of feeling all the feelings. Human beings let you down. My shoulders keep losing all composure. I can't breathe. Please open a window all the way. I let the breeze in. Don't know what I believe in anymore. Real change is hard. I try not to freak out, try not to worry about the future. I know I'm not alone. Everyone feels like a loser. Even with all these good things all around me all the time, but I hardly ever see you. Tired of feeling all the feelings. Human beings let you down. Down. Oh, they'll let you.
Beautiful. The Wind and the Wave here on KUTX Live in Studio 1A, Patty Lynn and Dwight Baker. They're going to be with their full band tonight at 3:10. Doors are at 7:30. The show is at 8:30. And that song, Human Beings, is coming out as a single on Friday. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I was crying.
You were crying.
I was crying.
Another set of amazing Patty lyrics.
Thank you.
Yes, it's always a little embarrassing to cry in Studio 1A, but... you know.
It makes us feel really good about ourselves. And your glasses are only slightly foggy.
I can kind of barely see you now. These guys are going to stick around. You guys are going to do one more song for the internet. Everything will
yes.
be up on the internet probably tomorrow sometime. I want to thank Jake Perlman, who is our Studio 1A engineer today, assisted by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Gabriel Perez, assisted by Shelby Knowles and Eddie Gaspar. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Have a great time on tour.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. And this is KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.
People don't think, people change, and I cannot make you love the sound of the rain. To each his own man, each one his own plan, gone right down the drain. Well, some take forever to settle down, or they jump on the first thing that comes around. Long as you keep it open and you tell each other what's going on. I've got a lot of heart to give it. Someone would take it from me. I've had a lot of practice leaving it behind and saying I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Life ain't a movie, not even close. What the hell are we doing here? Nobody knows. I just wanna find love. You just wanna find love and come home to it. So